for South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Scott Morgan. Back in 1975, there was no such thing as a female midshipman at the U.S. Naval Academy. A year later, the Navy made space for 80 women, fittingly for the class of 1980, and Janie Mines was the only black one.
The Academy called me and said, you know, you're going to be the only one. Are you coming? And I said, yeah, I'm coming. They said, well, we'll be waiting for you. I said, oh, here we go again.
Oh, Lord, here we go again. Uttered by a 19-year-old who'd grown quite used to being unique in most social settings outside her family.
Being the first black person to work at the job that I worked at when I was in high school. In many of my classes, I was the only black child in there. The NJROTC unit, I was the first woman officer, I believe the first black officer for the NJROTC. So it was a life full of first and or onlys growing up.
That was a lot for a smart, tough girl from Aiken, South Carolina to begin with. But this was Annapolis. Even into the mid-70s, the old school infrastructure of the academy wasn't welcoming to the idea of female leadership, especially black female leadership.
They called me the double insult because I was both black and a female.
The short version of what it was like for Mines to be alone on hallowed, historically white male ground in the late 70s is rough, for all the reasons you'd think. Upperclassmen and teachers and administrators tried their hardest to make Mines feel like an outsider, she says. Little did they know she'd prepped for this kind of thing her whole life.
Martial arts, being comfortable with fighting men, having people not give me my fair grades when I was in high school.
In other words, Mines being unique at so many points in her life made her essentially impervious to intimidation. Even that less than welcoming phone call didn't upset her. It actually made up her mind.
I had not decided until that point to attend. When I heard him say that on the phone, I knew. I said, so this is what that was about. I need to go do this.
In 1980, Janie Mines became the first black woman ever to graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy. By the time she left to start her service, there were 11 other black women in the underclasses, which did little to stem the flow of the animosity hurled in her direction. Here's the thing, though. To concentrate on the bigotry would be to miss the point entirely, because the story of Janie Mines is not one of struggle and strife so much as it is one of compassion and forgiveness.
I never hated the Naval Academy or the other students or the leadership or the staff, the professors, all those people. I didn't hate them. I understood what they were doing and why they were doing it.
That perspective at such a young age came from a well-prepared body, mind, and soul. She'd studied martial arts, which made her able to physically defend herself if needed. She went to high school in the shadow of the Savannah River Site nuclear facility, which afforded her mind a bevy of high-caliber teachers. Her soul, though, was buoyed by her relationship with three well-placed friends.
Different people get their strength from different places. Mine came from my faith. I talk about my invisible friends, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and how we played cowboys and Indians when I was 4 in the woods. So there was no way to isolate me.
Mine says her relationship with the Holy Trinity was a gift from her father, a Christian minister who helped her embrace the concepts of forgiveness and patience and compassion. She admits it took a while for his lessons to sink in, but now that they have, she still hears her dad's voice in her head, right next to the ones of her three closest friends. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.